Good evening. It's the 30th of August, 2012. Normally, we're not too worried about the date at the Aki's podcast, but it's a very special day for Sarah Crilly. So we've got Sarah joining us just now, and she's just going to tell us a little bit about some of the things that happened here today. Sarah, welcome.
Hello.
Sarah, obviously, you were at the Scotland match today. It was a bit of a closed-door game against Norway. Norway, of course, ranked 12th in the world, and Scotland ranked 23rd.
Norway are 5th in the world.
There's my first flaw. Norway are, in fact, 5th in the world. Okay, I'll double-check that. Anyway, tell us what you were doing at just around about half-time in the match.
I was standing with all my friends waiting on a cup of tea.
So you were waiting on a cup of tea, and then did somebody catch your eye and shout something to you? Tell us what happened.
Kate Cooper came up and asked if I had my boots with me, and I was just like, no, I don't. So she took me down to the changing room, got me kitted out, gave me a size 5 pair of boots, which are 2 sizes too big. Next minute I know I was doing a warm-up.
So get this straight, you were called down for the stand to join in with your Scotland teammates. I know you know a lot of them very well anyway because you're National Academy and you were an outstanding youth player and just played for the under-23s. But you were asked to go and join them for a warm-up at half-time. Had someone come off injured or was it the walking wounded for the Tartan Army today?
I think somebody got injured, then somebody wasn't feeling well. I think Rachel Small was feeling quite sick, so they didn't want to risk anything with her.
And then, of course, you joined in the dugout. You know, tell us, what do you feel at a moment like that?
I don't know, my head was all over the place. Like, I was so nervous because I didn't expect it, wasn't prepared. And then Anna just told me, you're going on, like, right now. I was like, oh, okay.
So you're in your denims and your flip-flops. I know you're a fan of the flip-flops. And you're waiting in your tea, and then 10 minutes later, you're in the dugout doing a warm-up. Well, not in the dugout doing the warm-up, but you're doing a warm-up, and Anna gives you a shout over. So obviously, you're about to go and make your debut. How did that feel?
I was, like, looking forward to it, but I was so nervous because, like, I just came out of the blue. Like, I was there for a day out with my friends, and next minute I know I was stepping on the park.
Don't be shy. Something else happened about 12 minutes after you came on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I scored an equaliser.
So you came on having had no boots, being in the crowd at half-time, wearing your denims, having a cup of tea, you get shouted down, and then you go on, make your debut for Scotland, surprisingly, because you weren't expecting it at the time, and then you go and score the equaliser against one of the top-ranked teams in the world. Is that right?
Yep.
Sarah Crilly, thanks very much for joining us. I think you've got so many more Twitter followers now like you wouldn't believe, and I'm sure that won't be the last for the senior squad in the Light Blues. We're all very, very proud of you.
Thank you.